From GPB News, this is On Second Thought. I'm Tony Harrison for Celeste Headlee. Do you trust technology with life and death?
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
The Break Room Gang asks if we should count on robots to save the day. We'll also discuss the flesh and blood heroism of beachgoers in Florida. That's ahead this hour, but first, yesterday we discussed the party culture in Athens and UGA.
I think when people come here as a freshman, one of the first things they hear is this stat about how there are 80 bars or alcohol-selling establishments within a one-mile radius, and I think people think about an SEC school and football and game days, and I think that that image really kind of builds up in your mind. Whether it tends to be true or not based on your own college experience, I think a lot of people come in with that expectation.
That's UGA senior Dylan Thompson. Here are your first thoughts. Nasty snowflake woman tweets. How will the binge drinking party culture affect or be affected by guns on campus? It seems like a dangerous combo. Well, that remains to be seen. Georgia's campus carry law has been in effect for just 2 weeks now, since July 1st. We always want to know what you think. Give us a call at 404-500-9457. We're on Twitter. The show's at OST Talk. Or you can post to Facebook and we might feature your comments on the program. Tomatoes are a staple of Southern cooking. You can eat them green fried, simmered with onion and okra. Yum. As tangy additions on a sandwich. Yum. Or maybe best of all, as the sole essential ingredient of a sandwich. We, the tomato-loving people of Atlanta, even have a whole festival dedicated to them.
Attack of the killer tomatoes.
Okay, this weekend, Atlanta-based Chef Ford Fry leads the 9th annual Attack of the Killer Tomato Festival. Ford is here. Ford, good morning.
Morning.
Also with us is the executive director of Georgia Organics, Alice Rolls. Alice, welcome.
Thank you.
Fry and rolls. Fried rolls. Let's get started. It's good to have you on the program. Look, Ford, let me start with you. Could you have imagined when you started this that you'd be 9 years into this thing?
I don't know. I think so. I mean, that was the goal. I mean, the goal was to get real big.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we've gotten real big yet, but it's real good right now. But it's pretty exciting.
So tell the story, the origin story of this festival. How did it start? How did you come up with the idea for it?
Okay, yeah. I mean, you know, I just started JCT, so I was about, and that was in 2000.
Tell everyone what JCT is.
JCT Kitchen is on the west side. It was my first restaurant. Mm-hmm. So what happened is, you know, we had all these, you know, farmers we just welcome into our back door. They just walked in, they brought what they had, and we bought it. And I would say about 2 years in, I remember the tomatoes in Georgia just being so amazing. And I'm like, we just got to buy all these tomatoes. And then it got to be a point in the summer where I know these farmers do not make money. I promise you, they work so hard. So I felt for these guys because they have like, they would come in the peak of the tomato season and say, listen, I've got pallets and pallets of tomatoes that I can't even get rid of. And I said, first thing I thought of was like, oh, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. And I thought, you know, how fun would that be is to have a festival solely dedicated to tomatoes, that the goal is to buy out all the tomatoes from the farmers because they couldn't give them away at the time.
Right.
So how could that help them? And then over time, it's kind of morphed into, wow, you know, just even a stronger appreciation for the farmer. And you know how some people have, you know, company parties and whatever.
That's
well,
right.
Farmer John over here doesn't get a company party. So this is his appreciation and her or whatever. This is all their, it's basically an appreciation party for them where we buy all their tomatoes so they're happy and then they get to come and hang out for free and everyone else can have fun. It's a casual festival. It's a fun festival, and everyone loves tomatoes, and Georgia produces the best tomatoes.
Ah, perfect segue. You ready to hear from some Georgians about their love of tomatoes?
Let's go.
Hi, my name is Fernando Barrera. I'm from Tucson, Arizona. I like my tomatoes fresh. I don't like them cooked or anything like that. I'd rather just eat them fresh off the vine.
Vitalia Davis, and I'm from Fayetteville, Georgia. I like them like cherry tomatoes whole, with a little bit of salt on them outside in my backyard. That's how I like them.
Scott Zepeda from Tampa, Florida. I like them best on my sandwiches.
And whether they're from Arizona or Georgia, everyone seems to love tomatoes. And look, Ford, how did you connect with Alice's organization?
Well, I knew Georgia Organics, and I knew their sole focus was just supporting the farmers and lifting them up. So it was just really the only fit, quite honestly, or probably the best fit. So I knew Alice, and I knew Georgia Organics, and had done some events with them. So I thought, hey, let's team up. And, you know, the other thing that I think that's carried Georgia Organics along is they have such a great following. And when it comes to a festival like this, it takes so many people to pull it off. And Georgia Organics just knocks it out of the park when it comes to the volunteers who come out and really, really work this festival.
Alice, to you, look, talk about your organization here. Pat yourself on the back a little bit here.
Well, I have to give credit to the chef community because they're really the ones who have reintroduced us to taste. And if you think about tomatoes, it's sort of the gateway drug for local and organic food because that's where you see the real taste difference. You go into a store, you know, any time of the year and you get the tomatoes that are bred for travel, not taste. So it brings us back to place. And the chefs are the ones who have really, I give hats off, they've led this movement. And I mean, we would be 10 years behind in the good food movement, I think, if the chef community really hadn't stepped in and helped introduce this idea of taste and connecting back to farmers and lifting those farmers. So our mission at Georgia Organics is to connect organic food from Georgia farms to Georgia families, and farmer prosperity is at the center of that because, as Ford said, these farmers bust their petunias.
Okay.
And they don't make a lot of money. And so what can we do to put dollars in their pockets and help them thrive so we can eat their good tomatoes?
Well, wait a minute. So what is the challenge? You kind of alluded to it being a challenge. What's been the challenge of your organization connecting the work of farmers, the good food produced on farms to Georgia?
Sure. Well, I mean, if you think about our food system over the past 30, 40 years, it's gotten big and global, and it's been depersonalized, quite frankly. So everything has gotten so big and scaled up that we've lost that human connection, and we've lost the crop planning and the meal planning in our local communities. So we're about shifting agriculture from a commodity mindset to really a community mindset. And this festival personifies that because you heard the stories that you just had. People, you know, just think about that juicy tomato, and,
right,
and there's place and there's a face to that. And that's what I love about this festival.
You want to hear more?
Sure, go
folks?
Ahead.
Yeah, let's play it.
Karen Hyges.
Barbara Barfield.
Lee Thorson.
I love tomatoes.
Certain things. I mean, I like tomatoes, but there's some versions of, like, tomato juice I don't like. Tomato soup I don't like.
I like tomatoes with ranch dressing.
I like a BLT, and I like the John Denver song, Homegrown Tomatoes.
good stuff. So, Ford, when folks come to the event, the festival, it's this Sunday. Let's set the schedule here. It's this Sunday starting, is it 1 p.m. in the afternoon?
Yeah, 1 to 5.
And where is it?
It's right on Piedmont Park.
The Park Tavern?
At Park Tavern.
Yeah. When folks come to the festival, give everyone listening to us right now a sense of that experience, what they're going to be in for.
Crazy, fun time, you know. Other than, you know, what typically happens is people are lined up, ready to get in. And then right when the 1 o'clock hits, we just open the gates and they come in. And we've got, you know, typically part of it is some music component to it as well, which is really fun.
You're playing, right?
Yeah. We've always
B-53s?
Had some sort of a... No. Well, no? B-53s are the main, are the leading band. We're going to somewhat open up for the B-53s.
Ah.
And you know, so to kind of keep it in that Athens, Georgia vein, we're going to do a R.E.M. tribute.
Oh, terrific.
So we're called... We change our name every time, whoever, no matter what we're doing. So we are called... Remoulade. So Remoulade. So,
okay.
So you have that, but really what happens is everyone hits all the tables. They eat tomato tastings. They taste tomato cocktails because there's like 20 or plus mixologists. There's beer. There's wine. It's just crazy. But it's a crazy, casual, fun, great day.
Well, the best with it, and the best to Georgia Organics, and look forward. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Atlanta-based chef Ford Fry and Alice Rolls, executive director of Georgia Organics. Thank you both, and have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Thanks.